Diving back into it, Tuesday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Leggins with you. Don't forget, you can go over to our Instagram page, TheFan965, and vote on who you want to see advance on Love Island. Elyon Mac, what is it, Aiden? Is that who Bob is?
Alfred?
Austin. And then what's my guy's name?
You're Nick.
Nick. And I guess you can vote on there.
Oh, you can vote for us?
Yeah, we all three have 33%.
Oh.
So Jen's voted for you.
Yeah.
Max's mom's voted for him. God knows, for me.
Why did my fiance vote for me?
Well, you better get her on it, man.
Your mom may have voted for me. I know her friend did.
Hey. So, Tuesday, Thursday.
So, my sister is traveling the American West with her family right now, right? They live in Philadelphia, and so they're traveling, you know, South Dakota, you know, and doing all that kind of stuff. I go, oh, you've got to go to Culver's. And I spent 2 days trying to convince them to go to Culver's and to go, no, do not.
He's unplugging a router.
Okay. The answer is Culver's. I wanted him in here for this segment. And I said, you got to go to Culver's, right? Mm-hmm. And so they finally went to Culver's and they all enjoyed Culver's. And so being a regional burger chain, I was thinking, what is the best of these three regional burgers? Mm-hmm. Is it the Culver's Butter Burger? Is it the In-N-Out Double Double? Or is it the White Castle Slider?
I think you'd have a tougher decision if you put in Freddy's instead of White Castle.
Okay.
Because I don't say this for everybody, but I feel like White Castle is percentage-wise hated more than people like.
Okay.
Now, I know there are some sickos out there that like these onion sliders.
Yeah.
I've never had In-N-Out.
Okay.
I've also never had Whataburger.
Okay.
Even
that they've been here now, you still haven't gone?
Nope.
Their spicy ketchup is phenomenal. Their breakfast is really good.
I've heard they have a really good breakfast, like you said. Yeah. And I heard they have a really good frozen Dr. Pepper.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I never tried that.
Banana pudding shake.
Is that good?
Fire.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else there for a second.
I thought they'd be like, well, I can rides with truck.
Yeah.
But I mean,
oh, yeah, truck, man. Yeah.
I mean, there's a special place that I go to when I get a double mushroom and Swiss from Culver's with a side of cheese curds and a Diet Pepsi.
Where is that special place? Yeah.
Strawberry pie.
Dude, like, I know that I'm hard.
Like, I don't do it often because it's scary.
Hello, America.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, double Swiss mushroom.
Oh, my God.
With a side of cheese curds.
That sounds good.
I mean.
And Culver's has the crinkle cut fries, which is just a game changer.
Underrated.
Hello, America.
Yeah. And that's what this threesome is. Yeah, it is. America in a nutshell. Look, I've only had White Castle once, and it was because we had a babysitter when I was younger, and there was one on the outer road in Blue Springs. I ate one burger, and I don't know.
That was it for you.
I don't know if I, or a slider, I don't know if I got food poisoning or if, like, that's what caused me to not like onions.
So you're out. I get that.
Boom. Never had In-N-Out, which I've heard is amazing.
It's unbelievable.
I want to try it. Culver's, man, golly, and you get the shake. Their chicken strips, their walleye fish sandwich is great.
It's unbelievable.
But we're on Butterburgers, so, I mean, I could go on Culver's menu all day. Snuffy, Ale, Leo, Little Mole with the Gippy Leg, Clip, Bony Bob, Mac.
Hello, America.
I'll go In-N-Out, but it may just be because I don't get it enough, and it may be that nostalgia and that feeling of just like...
Do they have it in Tennessee?
No.
In-N-Out's the only 10 I'll see when it comes to a fast food burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Culver's is right there. Culver's is incredible, but I think I'm going to go with In-N-Out. My one White Castle experience was a high school press box calling a game in Wyoming. Oh. It was about an hour old, and I was so hungry.
Hour old? You think you had some hot breath doing a press box?
Oh, man. We had a 3.5-hour drive to who knows where, Wyoming. I was hungry. It's halftime. We're not getting food until probably 10. I mean, yeah, I needed that White Castle slider.
I lived in St. Louis for 3 years. I think I had, when there was a White Castle in the hotel I stayed in for 89 days. Shout out Best Western. And there was a White Castle in the parking lot. 89 days I was in that hotel. Oh, you know how many times I went to White Castle?
Please be zero.
Once.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's, it was St. Patrick's Day. And I'm like, all right, I just need something.
Let's
here.
Let's try it.
Yeah. And it was not good. The last time I went to White Castle was like in 01, 02, 03-ish. I think it had to be 03 because I just got my car in 03. And so we went to St. Louis for Royals Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And there used to be a White Castle in downtown St. Louis. Well, after a night of drinking, I cut the entire line and bought three Crave cases. I didn't realize I was cutting the line. That's how much I had had to drink.
Call you Neil Jones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There are people like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, not a good situation. But of those three, I'm going with the In-N-Out. I had spent 3 days convincing my sister and her family to go, because their idea of vacations is like everybody has to order a $50 steak and duck on the side, you know, just crazy
Gene
stuff. Like
Gene?
No, Gene eats a P.F. Chang's, for God's sakes.
Dude, okay.
Don't knock it.
P.F. Chang's is good.
P.F. Chang's lettuce wraps are one of the best menu items I've ever had in my life. I mean, oh my God.
They are fantastic.
My buddy was, his family was wealthy in high school.
Yeah.
And every once in a while during the week of high school, he would pick me up and we would literally drive down to the plaza and just go into P.F. Chang's and eat two rounds of lettuce wraps and drive right back to Blue Springs.
That's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my God.
No, P.F. Chang's is great. The problem is Gene has been to every P.F. Chang's in every city in America.
The one in Vegas?
Great. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we went to that one. It was good.
Yeah. I mean, that he's like just P.F. Chang's. Where do you want to go? P.F. Chang's.
Double pan fried noodle. I mean, dude, it's all good.
Really good. It's great. Yeah.
I haven't got to the point where I was going to Hy-Vee and buying the frozen dinners in the bag.
Are those?
I mean, fire.
Yeah. Can you get the lettuce wrap filling?
Well, I don't know if I've got, I don't know if I've seen their lettuce wraps.
I'm asking, do they, like, if they sold the lettuce wrap filling? Can.
Is it on Amazon? Because today's Prime Day.
It is. The beginning. We got like 3 days of Prime Day, right?
Heck yeah.
Who the hell ordered 18 boxes of lettuce wraps?
That's every day.
Lay off. I'm starving.
Yeah, but if you could get that kind of stuff, buy your own head of lettuce, obviously, and then have the frozen entree as the lettuce wrap filling, I think they'd sell the hell out of that stuff.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah. I mean, some people are saying like Five Guys is on this list.
But that's not a regional chain.
I guess neither is Freddy's, is it?
I think it is.
Is Freddy's only like Midwest?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Yeah, they had Freddy's is
Freddy's so good. If you give me Freddy's burger with Culver's fries,
absolutely.
I would be the voice of a weight loss ad.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be the loss of a weight gain ad.
Yeah, they'd be like, are you depressed? Try Freddy's. They have crinkle fries and double steak burgers. Because they put on their burgers what I love. It's just cheese, mustard, pickle, and they use the pickle planks. Game changer.
Yeah, the planks are really good.
What is that? Clausen's? Is that the pickle that's always got the crunch that's really good?
The duck or whatever it is, or the swan. Stop looking at me, swan!
Yeah, that video. Yeah, man, I think White Castle just got to go, man. What? Costco has the P.F. Chang's lettuce wrap fillings?
Ooh, there you go.
All right.
I have not known that.
Good thing I didn't. Otherwise, what, you have to buy that in bulk? I saw that Costco has a new oatmeal cream pie cookie. It's just an oatmeal cookie with, like, cream pie in the middle.
Big is it?
I don't know. I'll have to go to the Costco. I'll show you. Look, I almost sent you guys yesterday for the Smasher Pass segment. Maybe I still should. Because nothing bunk cake. Come on.
Yeah.
Banana pudding cupcake or whatever the hell that thing was.
100%.
I can't
oatmeal
feel my
cookie
ankles.
At Costco, I'm in on that too.
I'll show you. It's, yeah, and it looks soft and
like is it as good as a Little Debbie?
I don't know, man. I'm always down for a cream pie, though.
Absolutely.
Those things are good. I mean,
so good.
Yeah.
They should be illegal, how good they are.
They really should. And it doesn't feel like you're eating anything. They're so light and airy and just delicious. And 1,000 calories later, you had two bites. Yes.
You're like, how do we only have three left? I bought these yesterday. Well, the kids had two. You had three. They come with eight. You're like, fair enough.